The second thing he does,
blessed be the name of the Lord,
he brings you under a covenant that God has with his children on earth, sealed with the blood of Jesus Christ. That is why, when you come as a Christian, Hebrews chapter 12, 22 verse 22, he said, when you are a Christian, he said, but you are come unto Mount Zion and unto the city of the living God. When you come into Christ, so the heavenly Jerusalem. And when you are in Christ, you have come to an innumerable company of angels. You cannot count them. When you come to Christ, verse 23, you have come to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven. When you come to Christ, you have come to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. When you come to Christ, verse 24, you have come to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. That is who you are. When you come to Christ, that is where you are. That's why there is no inferiority complex. In fact, if not for humility, the spirit of humility, we should be the most proud people on earth. Because when you look at me, you are looking at a member of the heavenly Jerusalem. And you should have seen me so. I am in the midst of innumerable company of angels. But we should be humble. So we should not be proud. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And then that is why we keep telling the churches, teach the people what salvation is. They teach you in such a way that you continue to depend on them, depend on them. It's not good. Know who you are in Christ. Know who you are in Christ. So that when you stand up and make pronouncement, heaven will back it up. The angels of God encamp round about us. That is their job. If there is anybody here today, you are believing God for a breakthrough, start with repentance. Start with repentance. All of you, when they go Pia Palo this year, no go again. Anybody, when they jump from woman to woman, brother, woman, rapper, carry your trousers, wear, and zip up. It is destroying your future. The accuser of the brethren. Anytime you stand, they say, anybody, when one walk against my progress this year, Holy Ghost fire. Accuser of the brethren say, this one, not the Amongo. You know the Amongo, that's the accuser of the brethren. Jesus, your blood can't speak for this one, no, this one. This one, no repent to. This one, no repent. That's what he accuses you of. Don't let him accuse you of anything. Before God and man, let your matter be clear. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That is what is demonstrated by that water baptism. You are identified with his death, his burial, and his resurrection. Once you enter that water, you come out. All the power, authority he has over you is broken. Now you can go for deliverance. That's why my sister today, that's what God is doing for you. The covenant of death working against you, your deliverance begins by entering that water. Amen. As you enter that water and you come out.
Amen.
Amen. Where you went, they will not tell you this one. That's why God brought you here.
Yes,
sir. Where are you there before?
Yes, sir.
Where you go, they look for deliverance.
Yes, sir.
They will pray and bind and loose.
Yes, sir.
Now, that does not mean that we are more powerful, because that church, they are very carnal. Next week, they will stage one testimony to counter this one. I was in Bride for a long time. In fact, my situation, I went to Bride with 10 cars. 6 months after, at the back of the church. Before, in my dream, an angel came to me and said, I should go to Juicy. They will do that, they can do that.
I didn't say we are more powerful than choosing, no. I didn't say so. But there's something we know that they don't know. Praise the Lord. We know the process for deliverance. That's why God brought you here. Go and be baptized today. And see our, you be Catholic. Catholic baptizes wrongly. Because they baptize infant baptism. It's unscriptural. Sprinkling is unscriptural. And if they take you inside the water, according to Matthew 28 verse 19, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, put you inside water and bring you out like deeper life does, redeem. Oh, we say we're not going to mention name this year. Hey. But if I don't say so, how will you know? And why I call some names is because some names are, how do I call it? See, some people believe so much in their church that if I say you do wrong baptism, if it's from deeper life now, you say we are Bible church. We do our own according to Bible. Deeper life, you baptize wrongly. Then another person that pride too much is Assemblies of God. You baptize wrongly. The next one, now redeem. You baptize wrongly. Anglican, Catholic, you baptize wrongly. Who again? Foursquare, CAC, Baptist, Methodist, you baptize wrongly. Who again? Mountain of Fire, you baptize wrongly. Why do I say they baptize wrongly? Because in interpreting Matthew 28 verse 19, they fail. They misinterpret that scripture. He said, go and baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. For those hearing me for the first time, it means the Father has a name. So if you say I baptize in the name of the Father, have you called the name? And the name of the Son, and you go and put the person in the name of the Son, have you called the name? Don't you know the name of the Son? What is the name of the Son of God? So which name will you baptize in the name of the Son? You baptize in the name of Jesus. That's why we say they are wrong. And search the Bible very well. Deeper life Bible students, study very well. You must ask yourself this question if you are sincere. Where do you see that Father, Son, Holy Ghost baptism again after Matthew 28 verse 19? Including those Jesus spoke to directly. Peter was there, Philip was there. They all baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. It means the name of the Father is Jesus. The name of the Son is Jesus. The name of the Holy Ghost is Jesus. It's in the Bible. Correct water baptism after repentance is to go into the water, confess the Lord Jesus Christ, your Lord and personal Savior. You don't have to wait and waste your time in any Bible, so, baptismal school, baptismal college, baptismal exams. Your exams is your confession. I accept him. Do you accept him as your Lord and personal Savior? If you say yes, that's all he wants to hear. On the basis of your confession, for the remission of your sins, according to Matthew 28 verse 19, I baptize you in the name of the Lord Jesus and put him inside the water and come out. You have baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Any other thing is wrong. We are ready. The water is ready. The baptismal cloth you will change is ready. We don't have any certificate for you, but if you need it, you come and tell us. We will write something for you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We are not baptizing you to be our member because everybody cannot be a member of this church. So we are baptizing you so that is your first step to go to heaven. Your sins are upon you if you have not been baptized correctly. Praise the Lord. The things of salvation, you don't postpone it when the time is available. You may not have this opportunity again. There are people all over the world, they are calling us. If you call us and you tell us which town you are, we will direct you to which pastor will baptize you correctly. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Somebody else sent me an email yesterday. I hope I replied that email. You cannot go to any church again. You have known the truth. But there's a scripture that says we should not forsake the gathering together of the saints. He said, so he's now confused because he only sits down at home and watch television.
Bride TV. And I quickly said, no. You cannot sit down because we don't have branches. To have branch is contrary to the scripture. Amen. I don't get time for that one now. The true church of Jesus Christ does not have branches and headquarters. Praise God. But if you are connected to this channel, if you love truth, amen, your eyes will be open and you'll be established. Now, what this channel does is for you to know the truth. The nearest good church around you, attend it. But now, you know the truth now. So that when they are doing certain things, you not join them to do it. And you sit down there and you see the Gio's wife, Mommy Gio, standing to preach at the altar. You go and approach them. Mommy, the Bible says you should not be a pastor. Why are you doing it? If he explained contrary, carry your Bible and leave that church. Go and look for another one. There are some things that you can tolerate, but there are some that you cannot tolerate. To determine where you stay. And if the only place around is Catholic Church, don't sit at home. Go to that Catholic Church. But when they begin to say, Hail Mary, Mother of God, pray for us, close your mouth. In fact, if you know it, just say, Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire. You are not even to say, Jesus Christ, pray for us. I saw a sticker on the traffic yesterday. I saw a sticker on the traffic yesterday. It said, Lord Jesus Christ, pray for us. Jesus Christ does not pray for us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ does not pray for us. He has opened the way to the throne of grace. He did it for us at the cross of Calvary. Now, you are to go to the Father through His name. Oh, amen. Through His name. He said, if you ask the Father to do anything in my name, He will do it. Every one of us now have access to God. Direct. Oh, that is grace. Saint Jude, pray for us. Jude said, he needs even more prayer. He said, Saint Mary, pray for us. And don't think that there is any dead person that is higher than you because he is now dead. And the living make him a saint. The meaning of saint, saint is the sanctified one. That's the meaning of saint. We are sanctified. And what is it that sanctifies us? We are sanctified by the blood of Jesus Christ. So every Christian is a saint. You don't wait till you die before the living will make you a saint. For it is appointed unto man once to die. After that, purgatory. After that, what? His judgment. I know I talked that one. Praise God. Sister, that's your deliverance. That's why God made him to direct you here. Any covenant of death that is working against you as you enter that water, come out, is broken.
Amen.
The minister will bring you here and chase that demon out of you. It Amen. Will go cha 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 cha.
Amen.
Because now the blood can speak for you. This restoration ministry, you are saying that you talk without. See, we cannot say the kind of things we say and expect people to like us. So if I wanted people, I want to enter into the ministry where everybody will like me, I will go like the rest of them are going. Where Ogboni will sit down comfortably in the church. Arm robbers will sit down comfortably. 419, cocaine pushers. All those who steal money in government, they will sit down comfortably. I will make sure I say nothing that hurts anybody. I will leave you to paint your face like masquerade and sit down, sister.
I will not touch your trouser or anyhow you wear, show your breast, show your buttocks, show anything. All of us will be there. Oh, everybody will love this man. Praise the Lord. But how do you think the Pharisees and Sadducees will ever like Jesus? How do you think Herod will like John the Baptist? He collected his brother Philip's wife. And he is coming to the temple for worship with somebody's wife he collected. A king in Israel. And all other priests, they were giving him special seat. They were giving him special seat. When it was the turn of John the Baptist, the first time he entered that synagogue, he collected and went to him. It is unlawful for you to collect your brother's wife. Did he not know what it will cost him? They cut off his head, but he said the truth. And Jesus Christ said, among all men born of women, none has been greater than John the Baptist. While the denominations were condemning him in heaven, he was occupying a high seat. That is the path we are treading. He'll be like, kill me. I know where you are sending me to. I have spoken the truth. And I'll continue to say the truth. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You cannot be looking for money and coming to this type of ministry. Because the things we say here, rich people, when they thief money, they will not come here. Cocaine pushers will not come here. Prostitutes will not come here unless they are coming to repent. So where will we get money? See our auditorium. Praise the Lord. But we are more revelated than that. Church is not in a building. Church is in the faith. Praise the Lord.